T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'll get back to that, but I wanted to grab a Nick Paradise from Kennywood because they're opening. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Marty. How are you doing?
Crazy day, brother.
Sure.
Are you actually, I'm a little confused, but I'm not that smart. Are you actually opening to the general public today, or is it just pass holders, or what is it, buddy?
Yeah, so today we're opening for season pass holders at Kennywood. And then for the general public on Monday the 13th.
Okay.
Then over at Sandcastle, they are opening for everybody today.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's got to be tough, man. You're juggling grenades here. How do you manage? I mean, what's the number you're allowed to have in the park? Is there a number out there, Nick?
So what the state put in place for amusement parks in Pennsylvania is once the county hit green, they could open to 50% of capacity. We're taking it a lot slower than that to start, looking more closer to the 25% range, and we're going to see what that looks like.
Nice.
Because obviously things are very, very different right now. We've got a lot of different policies in place like that. So that's where we're starting, and we're kind of phasing into, a crawl, walk, run with opening right now.
Yeah. So how, excuse my stupidity again, Nick, and I appreciate you doing this. You're so good at this. What is 25% capacity? How many people is that in the park, roughly?
Well, yeah, so we do not, just as a general policy, we don't disclose exact attendance figures really at any time, and so we're continuing with that right now. But, if you think of, a very, very crowded day and then you're, at the park, if you're coming during one of the busiest fall fantasy parade days, if you think about that as a capacity and then, cut that number, down in half or down in four, it's going to be a significantly fewer people, where in normal times you'd think that there's practically nobody in the park. And you're able to get on everything and everything like that.
Hey, Nick, for the folks who want to come out, what do I have to know? If I'm a parent, if I'm a teenager, what do I have to know, sir, as I come to Kennywood Park?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, even before you get here, is jump on our website and grab your tickets, or if you have a pass or you already bought tickets, go to our RSVP page, kennywood.com/RSVP, and you can put in book your spots for the date you want to come,
yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about if we've maxed out when you get there. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
We are checking everybody's temperature at the gate before you even get into the park. Just to make sure that nobody that's running a fever higher than 100.3 is not going to be able to come that day. We'll have them back when they're feeling better. And then, we are asking everybody to wear the face masks throughout the visit. And we know that's not what everybody's really excited to do, but with everything that we've determined and looking at what's kind of been recommended as best practices, and for our staff too, to wear the face masks right now.
On the rides?
Yeah, as we go forward. Yeah, on the rides, wow. As well. The only exception is our water ride.
Sure.
Because then when you're getting them wet, then obviously it's either, could be a danger in breathing or, in just becoming ineffective. So the water rides are an exception. But yeah, for the coasters and the other rides, and they generally, this has been the practice at all kinds of amusement parks that have been open for quite a while. And it's really not a problem. I know people think that they'd come off, but generally not. Very, very rare cases where they come off. So That's what we're doing right now. And, you know, we know it's, you know, not what everybody wants to hear, but that's what we feel is the best and what we needed to do to be able to get open and provide, you know, some sort of, you know, closer to the summer experience that we're used to offering here. So
I've been going there since I was a baby, and you're one of the nicest folks on earth about this. You've been so kind.
Thank you.
To everybody. But man, Nick, you know this, you're a smart man. People are indignant, they're defiant, they're radical about this face mask thing. I've seen the videos in the grocery stores, man. Have you trained your staff? I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to be heavy-handed if you don't put it on? Do you have to leave? That kind of thing?
Absolutely. No, we're focusing on positive reinforcement, positive encouragement.
Sure, man.
You know, we are, but you know, at the same time, you know, we are going to have staff out there and you know, being aware and
nice.
Communicating with people.
Nice.
You know, certainly if somebody feels that they're unwilling, unable, you know, we'll work with them to make sure that they can come back, you know, when we don't have to have this policy in place.
Nice.
You know, so it is something, you know, we're kind of asking everybody to, you know, we can work together to do this and you know, when we don't have to do it anymore, I think we'll all be happy. But for right now, it's kind of what we have to do to operate.
Oh, I get it. I know you can't comment, but I've been out there, man. I've done stories on how wonderful Kennywood is and respectful of folks who are handicapped, and I've seen it firsthand. Heck, we did a whole story on what you've done with the bathrooms out there, and it's a very accommodating place, and I'm looking forward to it. And I wanted to make sure folks know. Go in there with a smile. If you're going to go out there with attitude about wearing a mask, stay home, man, and they'll accommodate you when you don't have to wear masks. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks so much, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.